Welcome to Good Life. I'm Dean Wilson. So glad you're with us wherever you are. If you're joining us on the airwaves here in Santa Barbara, California, we welcome you at TVSB. And we're so grateful for our local audience. And then so many of you are finding us from all over the world at goodlifetelevision.org, at the YouTube channel. You can subscribe there. And then also at the podcast, which is Good Life Conversations. We're also on all these different social media platforms, even Twitter, you can find us. You can find actually a video on Twitter of my next guest here that like has blown up. It's gone viral. 175,000 people like have watched it so far. So I'm going to be talking. She's very famous. But we're grateful for you. We're always brought to you by Bunnin Chevrolet. Grateful for Leo and the crew at Bunnin Chevrolet and for their support. And we're grateful for you. We're talking about the good stuff. And I have a really special guest today. I've talked about her a lot over the course of time in all these different programs. But she is our second daughter. Her name is Ella Claire.
Oh.
She used to be Ella, but then we moved to Texas for 10 years where they all used two names. So she became Ella Claire. And don't try to call her Ella now, right?
Right.
So Ella Claire is with me, and she is a very, very special person. So just a little background on the story. So Ella Claire is 21 years old. When she was in the womb, she had a massive stroke. There was really tough predictions and a lot of difficulty around that process and surgeries, and it was quite a lot. But then we ended up getting to know Ella Claire over the last 21 years, and it's changed our life in every way for the better. So first of all, I want to say to Ella Claire, we're so glad you're in our family.
Gracias.
She likes Spanish. If you're a Spanish speaker, you may really enjoy this interview. She prefers Spanish. Are you glad you're in our family?
Sí.
Why?
Well, I'm very special, and I love to help our family. I love helping our family and keep the calendar and just see what's on the schedule, and
right.
I love to
you
help.
You keep us on track.
Yes.
Right. So the thing about Ella Claire is she's incredibly talented. So Ella Claire, last I heard, we have a chart. She had 9 jobs. Is that right?
Actually, 12.
Sorry, 12. We're at 12 now. She has 12 jobs. Do you know all the jobs?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Can you recite all 12?
Chore commissioner, and a prayer warrior. Spanish maestra. Well, assistant gardener, assistant worship leader.
We have Sunday night worship. We have often in our family. Ella Claire gets the songbooks out. Okay, continue.
Encourager. And I do texts and calls.
Assistant chef.
House music DJ. I'm in charge of the music. And a schedule commissioner. Hostess with the mostest. Technology commissioner,
regulating the boys on their phones.
And vice principal of the Wilson Academy.
Oh, that's right. We had a homeschool for years, and Ella Claire was the vice principal. So, is that it?
Yes.
How do you do all these jobs?
Well, I have to really, really work hard to do them.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't think a lot of people could even do, like, I don't think I could do, like, 3 of them. I mean, you do 12.
I know.
It's amazing.
I'm really proud, too.
Well, you should be. I mean, we're proud of you. So let's talk about one of my favorite things with you is when we pray at night.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yes, because it makes me feel more peaceful. I feel more peaceful, and I'm not so afraid. So.
Really?
Yeah.
What is our prayer? Do you remember our prayer? I'm the one who prays.
Which, that I would feel better. I would feel better, and I would have no fear.
Yeah.
And that I would know that I and sleep peacefully, of course. Right. And that I would know that I'm not alone. I'm not alone, and I'm with our family. I'm with our family, and there's nothing to be afraid of. So that's
amen.
That really helps too. So,
yeah. That's our prayer at night. So that, and then you're that makes you more peaceful.
Yes, it does.
So that's a good prayer. If you're at home and you have trouble at night feeling peaceful, this prayer that Al Claire that we pray is very helpful.
And we do it over the phone.
Sometimes we do it over the phone. And so what do you like about God?
He always helps me when I'm afraid.
He does?
Yes.
How does he do that?
He just helps me remember that he's always with me. So that's really important.
Yeah.
So.
'Cause you've heard from God in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes. And also I sent you and Mom that worship song. It was Softly and Tenderly. I fixed my phone so that I could send my favorite songs.
And it was Softly and Tenderly.
Yes.
So worship music helps you.
Yes.
That's a really good idea.
Yes.
So you have a job.
Right.
And your job is you work at the Turner Foundation.
Yes.
And you're the CEO.
Yes.
What does that stand for?
Chief Encouragement Officer.
And so you have 12 jobs at home, and then you also have a job at the Turner Foundation.
I have a lot to do.
You're busy.
Yeah.
So what do you do with your chief encouragement officer job? What do you do?
Well, I have to make phone calls.
Make phone calls. So you call people when? On their birthday or?
Yes, yes.
And what do you say?
I say, oh, happy birthday. I say, happy birthday. I hope you're having a nice day.
Yeah. And then they talk to you?
Yes. But on the phone.
Yeah. And then you kind of just try to encourage them.
Yes.
Why do you like, you told me the other day when DJ had your brother had a little injury or Luke was sick or something. You talked about how when people are sick or not feeling good, you really care about them.
Yes.
Why do you do that? Why do you care so much?
Because I'm a nice person.
Well, that's true. But I mean, a lot of people don't think about other people like that. You really, if you hear somebody is not doing well, you think about them.
Yes.
Have you just always been that way?
Yes.
You just love them?
Yes, I do.
Ella Claire.
See?
What does your shirt say?
Good Life with Dean Wilson.
She should be the announcer. So, and then 3 days ago on Monday, you came into our room and you said what? You said that you wanted to come on the TV program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How did you think of that?
Well, it was my idea. It was my idea, so I just thought of that, but I thought of it by myself.
Yeah. Do you ever like, well, let's talk about your Young Life, your Capernaum group.
Okay.
So they have a group here in town called Young Life Capernaum where they have a gathering of friends with special needs or challenges. Why do you like that group?
Well, I have Capernaum friends that I stay in touch with.
Yeah, like Claire.
Yes.
Is she like your best friend?
Yes.
So you talk to Claire like every day almost.
On the phone, yes. And
what do you guys talk about?
I I ask her how she's doing and how her day is, and she said she always tells me about her day, and that's and I have another friend, Savannah.
Savannah.
And she and I love staying in touch.
Really?
So.
And you like checking on people.
Yes.
Why do you like to do that?
Because that's my gift. And
what's your gift?
Grammy says that I have a gift of encouragement.
A gift of encouragement? I think you do.
Yeah.
Because if I'm ever having a bad day, I want to see you.
Yes.
And remember sometimes I lay on the floor?
Yeah.
And you come, what do you do?
I come to you and I give you a hug.
You give me a hug, and then sometimes you lay your hand on me and pray, right?
Right.
But you pray in Spanish.
Yes.
How am I supposed to understand? But God understands Spanish.
Yes.
God speaks Spanish, right?
Right.
So what do you pray for me? When you pray for me, what are you saying? Do you remember?
No.
I mean, sometimes you pray for my work or whatever, right?
Yes.
But you like praying.
Yes, I do.
Does God have a good accent?
Sí.
He does? Perfect Spanish?
Sí.
Why do you like Spanish so much?
Well, because it's my favorite language, and I like to, you know, I teach Grandma Spanish because she needs a lot of practice.
What about me?
Yes.
Sometimes you call me a name. What do you call me?
A slacko.
Slacker, slacko, right?
See?
Why am I a slacker?
Because you don't have Duolingo on your phone.
So she's been telling me for 10 years to get Duolingo app on my phone, which I have yet to do. So because I haven't done that, she calls me a slacker every day, right?
Right.
You say stop slacking off.
I know.
You don't like when people slack off.
No.
You can't slack off. And you don't like when people are late, right?
Right.
So you sometimes give reminders.
Yes.
Like because you're schedule commissioner.
Yes.
You'll tell people, don't forget, don't be late.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's very good. It's very good.
Yes.
Now there's another thing about you that you like. You love to be together.
Yes.
And you always talk about how fun it is just to be together, right?
Right.
Why? Right. Why is being together such a big deal?
Because family is really important.
Family is really important.
Yes.
Why?
Because when everyone, like, you know how when people go somewhere, I miss them.
Yeah.
I can always stay in touch, but I'm happier when they come home.
Happier when we're all together.
Yes.
And we don't. It doesn't really matter what we're doing, does it?
No.
It's just being together.
Yeah.
Do you wake up happy every day?
Yes, this morning I woke up to my favorite Spanish song. My favorite song is
Billy La Bufanda.
Yes.
Billy La Bufanda. If you haven't played that, try it. So your alarm goes off and you wake up to Billy La Bufanda.
Yes.
Maybe that's the answer to waking up happy. Billy La Bufanda. So what? Yeah, because I hear that sometimes down the hall. So but you actually wake up like in a good mood, like you're happy.
Yes.
You might be the happiest person that I know.
Yeah.
How did you get so happy?
Well, I always stay motivated with whatever I'm doing for my program.
Let's talk about your program a little bit. How to walk.
Right.
Is that a big challenge for you?
Yes, but in my program, I'm always motivated. So, I mean, the motivation is really important.
Yeah, you just get her done.
And I always have music.
You play music and you get her done.
Yes.
What did you, you sometimes quote Winston Churchill. Oh. What does he say?
Never, ever, ever give up.
That is a good one.
Yes.
You don't give up, do you?
No, I don't. Even if something is hard, even if something is difficult in my program, I just think, okay, I gotta do this.
You just think you got it to get her done.
Yes. Yes.
Are you just happy, like, in general in life?
Yes.
Does anything, like, because you just seem like you're always pretty upbeat. Sometimes you get upset about stuff, but most of the time you're pretty upbeat.
I'm pretty what?
Like, happy. Like,
yeah.
Joyful.
Yes.
It's amazing to be around you.
Yes.
And you're proud of yourself, right?
Yes, I am.
So somebody who's not happy, okay, let's say somebody's watching this TV program and they're kind of down.
Okay.
And they're like struggling.
Okay.
What do you want to say to them?
I know that things are a little bit difficult, but I know that things will get better, so.
That is so good.
Yes.
Hang in there, right?
Right.
Well, Claire, we are so happy you're part of our family.
I am happy too. I'm happy too.
I don't know what we'd do without you.
I know.
We love you.
See. See.
And you're a very good friend.
Yes.
You like being a friend.
I do, yes.
Like with Claire and the different people, you really think about them a lot.
Yes.
What do you think about Grandma?
She's always helping me with my program, and I think she's fun. I think she's fun to be with.
She's probably the most incredible person we know, isn't she?
And Papa is on my team because he always cooks my food for me. So that Grandma doesn't have to worry, and that she and I can focus on what I need to do.
So Papa's on the team.
Yes.
You have a great team.
I'm really proud.
Get her done, right?
Right.
Maybe we should make t-shirts that say, get her done.
Yeah.
Do you think every person is special?
Yes.
Because I've never seen you, like, meet a person that you don't like. You like everybody, don't you?
Yeah.
Why do you like everybody?
They're always nice.
They're nice to you? Yes. Like, remember the plumber? Or who was the guy that came over? What's his name?
Alberto?
Alberto.
I have his number.
Yeah, you, like, became friends with the plumber.
I know.
He calls you.
I always tell him that we'll be in touch.
What about the waiter at Los Arroyos restaurant? Who's that guy?
Felipe?
Felipe.
I have his number.
You like Felipe?
Sí.
What about the guy, the volunteer at the Little League games that we used to go to? Remember him?
Oh, Mr. Bill?
Mr. Bill.
I have his number, too.
You call Mr. Bill?
Yes.
That was like 10 years ago. Still call him.
I know.
And you stay in touch.
Which I really like.
And what do you say to Mr. Bill?
I say, hey, how's your day going? How's your day going? And he says, oh, it's going well, because he has a son whose name is Morgan, and then his wife is Charlotte.
What's his birthday?
August 23rd.
You memorize birthdays. Do you know everybody's birthday?
Yes.
You memorize them?
Yes.
So you can call people?
Yes. Yes, that's what I like to do.
You seem like, one of the things I know is you really make people happy.
Yes.
When they get to talk to you.
Yes.
And you give them a hug. And now, again, so Spanish, you prefer Spanish over English?
Yes.
What about Italiano?
That's similar.
Are you learning Italian?
Yes.
Can you say something in Italian to us?
So to say how are you, to say how are you is a, it's kind of like como está. It's kind of like como estás, but come stai.
Como stai.
Which sounds similar.
Yeah, so you like Italian because it's similar to Spanish.
Yes.
But you don't like French.
Right.
Right.
But,
no French.
But I do like Italian.
You like Italian. So you're going to end up speaking Italian fluently, right?
Well, eventually? I mean, if I keep practicing, I have Italian homework.
You have homework?
From my teacher that I used to, my teacher's name is Marta.
Marta.
Which sounds Spanish, but
yeah. Italian.
Yes.
So now, you have a couple brothers. Sometimes they're kind of troublemakers, right?
Right.
So what do we say to about what do we call them those what do we say?
Wild and crazy boys.
And so if DJ is the oldest, right?
Right.
DJ kind of, you know, messes with you a little bit. So what we came up with a new phrase. What do you say to DJ?
Can you just chill?
DJ, can you just chill? That's a good one.
Yes.
And you have two sisters.
Yes.
What do you think about your sisters?
I think they're nice. And when Hannah gets married, I'm gonna change her name to Vom Stieg, but still keep the same number.
In your phone.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good idea. I've got to remember to do that. And you're gonna get a new brother, right?
Yeah.
Micah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you like him?
Yes, and he knows Spanish too.
He does?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that. He's fluent in Spanish.
Yes.
Oh, that's a big one.
I know.
That may be why God sent him. We have a new brother that speaks Spanish finally.
Yes.
Well, that's so great. Well, El Claire, is there anything you want to say to people who might have like a brain injury or like are struggling, like? Because I know you with Capernaum, you have a lot of friends that have challenges. Do you want to encourage them at all right now?
Well, if someone is struggling, like if someone is struggling, I can be like, well, if you don't want to do something that's not fun, why not pick your favorite music to play?
That's a great idea. Yeah. Put on some tunes.
Yeah.
And then what?
Get her done.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Well, Ella Claire, do you really think I'm a slacker?
No.
Ah! No. I'm not a slacker?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm not a slacker. That's good news. I don't want to be a slacker.
Because then what should I do?
Well, you'd have to say, what?
Stop slacking.
Yeah, that's good. So now, if anybody wants to send their phone number in to the program, you could encourage them, right?
Wait, their
you
phone
could,
number.
If somebody wanted to meet you,
yeah,
we could get their phone number to you, and you could like call or text them.
Oh yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I have a phone.
Yeah.
So
if you need that, Ella Claire would love to call and text you, right? That's like your gift. Your encourager.
Yes.
Did you like coming on the program?
Yes.
What's the program called?
Good Life with Dean Wilson.
That's it. Ella Claire, I love you. Te quiero.
Te quiero.
I'm only one of a kind. Thank God he sent her to our family. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
See.
See.